Radio Network.
Oh, my goodness, we are into hour number four on this September 2nd, 2010 transmission. And I'm going to get to the news. A lot of it I didn't cover today. I've been kind of out of control lately. I'm going to be honest with people. I've never had a problem with illegal drugs. But I've had a problem with one thing. Well, two. Caffeine and nicotine. Those are two things. And I still drink one cup of coffee every day. But lately I've been going back to two because I'll get really tired. I got up at like 5:30 a.m., and I'm actually starting to feel the caffeine's gone. Can I have a cup of coffee, guys? Or just make sure something's brewed. I'll just get it during the break. Thanks. They drink coffee around here like it's water. I mean, it just disappears so quickly. That's why I've always got to say, is there a pot brewing in there? So I can run out there during the break in a moment and get some. Speaking of the devil. But when I quit smoking cigarettes, and I'll go 2 years off cigarettes, 6 months off cigarettes, and then the devils out there always try to create a non-controversy, you know, non-issue, much-ado-about-nothing thing where they'll say, here's video of Jones saying cigarettes are bad and kids don't smoke, and then it can give you lung cancer, as I've said before, and then here's a video of him smoking a cigarette. Well, yeah, that's taken out of context. I admit my weaknesses. I'll go 6 months, a month, 2 months. One time I went 4 years. But I've been smoking cigarettes since I was 12. 12 years old, I started getting them off my neighbor's older brother. And let me tell you, I like chewing tobacco. I like cigars. I like snuff. I like snorting snuff. I like cigarettes. There isn't a tobacco product that I don't like. Very addictive. But when I quit smoking for about a week, I have got crazy energy and am like super obnoxious. And people that have worked here a few years, they've experienced it four or five times I've quit in the last 2 years. I've got to do it forever this time. I mean, the first 2 days, it's not even hard for me to quit smoking. I will do it on a weekend. I'll tend to take off the Sunday show when I'm doing it because I want cigarettes and coffee. It's work-related, and it's okay. I don't even really want it. But when I get around work, and I got a few smokers at work here, and I walk in the morning, and they're smoking cigarettes, and then I get on air, I literally start, I can taste it, and I start getting tingles in my brain. And I probably, if I ever start smoking again and stop again, I should probably just take off a week. Because I am a crazed maniac. I don't even want cigarettes right now. It's just, I'm literally going through withdrawals, though. But everybody knows, I mean, how hardcore cigarettes are. Never use cigarettes, young people. Never, 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 ever. It is so addicting. Alcohol is not a problem. You know, I could drink a few beers here and there and then, you know, not drink them for a year. But, there, I've babbled mindlessly for another 3 minutes. Let's go ahead and go to Lex. I already talked to Lex. Let's talk to Tyler in California. Go ahead.
Alex, glad you extended the broadcast because I really wanted to bring something up to you and see what you thought about it. I've been listening to you for a long time, you know, and I get this impression, or I get this weird dichotomy, actually, is the word, of where in one breath you blame everything on the globalist and then turn around and praise the free market when it's the free market that leads, free market capitalism leads to global monopoly. I mean, that is the basis of how they've forged their empire. And I don't see
the wedding of free market and government bailouts. The government gives the power to the bankers to force their banking system and their model. It is not a free market. It is a rigged market. It's like a casino, sir.
But imagine if you took off all, I'm not for government involvement in the market, but I'm saying if you took off all the government restraints that are on there right now, imagine what would happen.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you on the other side. This is a very important point, Tyler. We're going to let you flesh out your point, and I'm going to get to Jason, Paul, David, Frank, and others. We'll be right back. And then I am going to get to some of this other interesting news I have here.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, well into hour number four on this Thursday, September 2nd, 2010 edition. Okay, Tyler is on hold. I'm going back to him, but let me just be clear about this. You're going to have corruption, whether it's government-run, corporate-run, any way you slice it. Corruption is always a problem because some people will cut corners, they will cheat. Even really good people over time tend to become corrupted, especially if it's done through peer pressure. Or if someone isn't there to, you know, try to educate them on morals. And so we don't have a free market. Up until about 1913, we did. And the banks would run scams and money manipulation operations and junk bonds. But people learned to not keep their money in banks, or they learned what banks were trustworthy over time, or they learned to have gold and silver. And we had, on average, 10% growth rates from the founding of the country until 1913. Now you don't even really have any growth if you look at it overall, the population. And taxes are very high. And so what you've got is big, powerful mega banks that got government to authorize them to create derivatives. But the SEC goes after little companies that try to run scams. See, just like the CIA and other big operations go after cartels that don't launder their money through them, that's all the drug war is, to keep prices up. It's the same thing. With this new Financial Reform Act, the big six banks, they get regulatory power over everybody else, and Bernanke's in the news today saying, we'll shut down any banks that could cause a problem. Well, what banks caused the problem? All the big Federal Reserve shareholders. But instead, they're going after little guys. And so Ron Paul has written on this and explained it, and I agree with his analysis. So you let banks and groups issue bonds that are speculative or dangerous, and if it comes out it was a complete fraud, you have the state grand juries indict their butts and put them in prison. And that problem's going to end very, very quickly. And questionable investments, well, people will know those are just dangerous. High risk, high return. And so this stuff's always gone on. But it's a marriage of big government with big corporations that has brought what we have. So we always hear, the free market's dead. Boy, we saw that capitalism failed in 2008. Can't have things like this happen anymore. We better just get rid of capitalism. Well, I mean, what is capitalism? It's big mega banks running things. What we need is freedom and local control and a small government. And then if people want to go invest in a big mega corporation that cheats them, that's their problem. Buyer beware. Or if Pinkerton security men want to pull in on the Rockefeller train to steal your gold claim, some property you've staked that's yours, you got a local sheriff that calls out the posse and line up in the street with the Pinkerton boys and you ready to go? Draw! But Pinkerton won't go to a town that's got a good sheriff. They'll go to a town where the railroad owns the sheriff. See, the railroad, the robber barons, the bankers, they need a corrupt government to give them legal cover. You didn't see Pinkerton and others coming into towns to rape and kill women, just like what's going on in Mexico right now. But this was 100% gringo operation. You didn't see that type of stuff without a corrupt police force allowing it. What goes on in Mexico? What goes on in corrupt Eastern Europe? Same animal. Different region. Same political system, though. Now, Tyler, does that answer your question?
Well, actually, no. I had a couple points I wanted to make to kind of counter that. I think whether you believe that this is a rigged economy or a free market, either way, in a true free market, the natural progression is to global monopoly. I mean, just think about it. I mean, if you have the best business in your city, then it turns into the best business in your county, state, country, hemisphere, global. I mean, it's the natural progression of the way that the system is set up. And the reason you say that there always is going to be corruption is because that's what's rewarded in this system. Being fair and honest and ethical is not rewarded.
Well, don't worry. The bankers are going to use their system to destroy everything, and then they agree. They're not going to really allow a market anymore. It's all going to be a government credit carbon tax system, and you'll be given your collectivist job, and then you'll be deployed to it, and the globalists will sit above that. So don't worry. They're going to – I mean, if they have their way, you're going to get what you want.
I mean, I'm not saying that's not what I said that I want. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to get you in that train of thought.
Okay, well, what do you recommend? Because since we took the issuance of currency and credit away from Congress, things have gone downhill. I mean, can't we just go back to what worked instead of inventing something new?
When did that ever work, really? I mean, you think you trust Congress more than, I mean, I see them on the same level of corruption as the Federal Reserve. I mean, you talk all day about the corrupt things that Congress does and you trust
Here's the deal. Congress has been taken over, and that's our fault. We need to take it back. And when the Federal Reserve, the private holding company, when their little corporate front man, their spokesman, little Ben Bernanke, little helicopter Ben, who's going to save us, when he gets up there before the Congress with his jowls hanging down, they say, where did this trillion go? Where did this $500 billion go? And he says, I'm not going to tell you. See, that's lack of transparency. And so Ron Paul is trying to find out where the gold is at Fort Knox. God love him. And we're trying to get rid of the Federal Reserve. Then we can debate what type of money system we want. That's in the hands of the Congress, the people. And it's never going to be perfect, but believe me, the globalists want to get rid of the Congress and its authority because we've got a chance to elect good people to that and take our country back. That's why they're racing ahead with globalism with all these treaties, Tyler, to get rid of our checks and balances.
I just have to disagree because I don't think Congress, it would be any better off with that type
of authority. What's your solution, Taylor?
My solution would be what the Zeitgeist movement offers in a resource-based economy.
You know, it's funny, Ty. Now I'm getting into Caddyshack-type jokes where I keep calling you different names. Billy, Bobby, Ben, Tyler. Let me tell you, do you know how the socialists sold all their plans 100 years ago with images of spaceships and moon rockets and high-tech science and a computer that fairly divides up all the resources? I mean, do you know what type of living hell that would be with the New York Times endorsing the Zeitgeist movement and the guy that heads it up, you know, with his fake name, Peter Joseph or whatever, walking around like he's about to levitate up off the ground? I was about to bring up the Zeitgeist movement. That's what this sounds like whenever you said that, Taylor. Ty.
And yeah. I wish you would have him back on. He's about to make another film, but I wish
he's going
he would
to save us.
I didn't say he is, but that's the whole thing. I mean, I think that it's a near empirical train of thought that the.
Have you seen the interviews where he goes, "I was born to a mother in a town," like he was born in a manger.
I've watched pretty much all the work that he has.
You've seen that video where he goes, "I was born into a woman in a standard home. That was before Z-Day. When our time came, when the leadership began, when the time of the..." And then we follow this leader who the Rockefellers believe was the Christ, the ninth Buddha, Shamukhi. I mean,
come on, man. That's not it.
You haven't seen in that video that guy that the Lucis Trush followed? Well, what was his name? The Indian guy they thought was God? Babupi or whatever? Oh, my God. I mean, come on.
Come on.
This is pure fruitcake stuff. I appreciate your call. Oh, help me. Okay, look, I should have been nice to the Zeitgeist guy. I'm going to stop and I'm going to apologize right now. That was wrong. We're going to skip this break, by the way. That was wrong, what I just did. I think they have a lot of good ideas, but a lot of bad ideas. I think his first film was pretty good. I think the second film, anything where a master computer runs everything, and I wear sackcloth, and I'm directed by hippies with submachine guns. I'm sorry. Of course, he admitted on my show that I will have to be sent to a re-education center. So maybe I shouldn't apologize. I'm actually pulling that file back up in my mind. "I was born unto a mother from a standard home before Z-Day began. Alex, you will have to be re-educated because the plan is too perfect. And you're ill. You don't see the master plan. Oh, it's so genius."
What are we going to do today, Pinky?
"Same thing we do every day. Take over the world." Let's go ahead. We've talked to the acolyte of Z-Force. Let's talk to Jason in North Carolina. Jason, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing? Good afternoon, Alex.
How you doing, my friend?
All right, I just want to express and acknowledge my appreciation to you for exposing the New World Order and our draconian actions of a totalitarian world government. And I just want to, you know, give you my thanks. And Prison Planet .tv member. I'm an InfoWars.com member. I'm an African American male, and I want to let you know that no, you're not an evil guy. You're not racist. You know, none of these little other crazy little things.
I was being sarcastic, and I was saying the media sells that image so strong that some people actually think it's good to make movies where white people are the devil, or it's okay for black folks to go beat up white people. But then that's only a cover story by the media acting liberal. They're behind the scenes, and the apple of their eye, who they really want to kill, is black people. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that you're an inspiration to me also, because I actually am thinking about starting my own talk show.
Do it.
you know, and... But yeah, I just want to let you know, I just want to put that out there. You know, you're a good man, and keep doing what you're doing. and I support you 100%.
You know. Well, Jason, I appreciate your support. We couldn't do it without you. I was kind of getting a little crazy and sarcastic just because I'm so sick of it. I mean, I grew up in Dallas with white friends, black friends, Hispanic friends, and we didn't hear all this race stuff, and it wasn't always on the news, and everybody got along really good. I saw a few things, but now, does it seem to you, Jason, that now the media just hypes it 24/7 and trying to make everybody uncomfortable?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the media is propaganda a whole slew of lies, especially televising it, you know, and the internet, they twist and, you know, convert things and, you know, but,
Did you see my point about Fox? How their owner is funding the guy running the mosque. They're funding Machete. The Rockefellers are funding all the liberation, you know, groups. I mean, it's so clear what they're doing.
Yeah, actually, I got a video. I got a YouTube channel, and I posted a couple of videos on those topics. Of course, the lithium in the water, and also the aid that they denied the 9/11 workers. You know, I got several other topics posted on my YouTube.
Give us your YouTube channel, Jason.
Yeah, it's Misanthrope. Actually, I'm gonna spell it out for you. It's MISANTHROPII.
What is a misanthrope? I've seen that word before.
Yeah, I guess it's basically distrust of humans. But I'm using that term for.
No, for the establishment. I hear you. Hey, man, awesome. Good to hear from you. I'm going to cram in a few more before the transmission ends. Or I could do the whole hour, I guess. I got all this news here, but I do have a lot of work to get done. It's very simple. They want our activism to be white activism or black activism or Hispanic activism so that it's all about what color we are instead of I'm for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And that's why these big foundations want to make sure that all the activism is about liberation theology, because it feels good at a tribal level, and there's some truth to it, you know, it's the family and then the group and then everything else. But if we see each other as the human species and we have aberrant psychopaths who can be black, white, German, Jewish, Chinese, and that it's good people against bad people, and that we need to get involved to stop the bad people who come in all colors, then we can defeat corruption. Let's go ahead and go to Paul in Ohio. Paul, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I have to apologize. I was on Tuesday for just a minute, and I was pretty short with you. But what I wanted to get out was I lived in a fluoridated town for 35 years. Now I'm 55, so I've been out of the fluoride for 20 years, and I've only been awake for a couple. But when I come out of the fluoride, I had a bad reaction. I never give it a thought until I listen to you talking about fluoride. Last year, my nephew moved out of the fluoridated city, and a year later, he had a bad experience. And it's a withdrawal symptom from the fluoride.
Well, I do know that there are withdrawals from poisons and that your entire metabolic dopamine levels, other things change. And medical doctors have said on this show repeatedly, a whole bunch of them, that if you go off Prozac, you better go off slow because it'll make you completely go psychotic. If you go off Ritalin, you got to go off slow. And if you go off aspartame, it is violent. Violent. I mean, it's like going off heroin. So, yes, I would have to ask medical doctors about fluoride withdrawal, but I do know that it does manipulate dopamine, serotonin, and other things. So I would imagine that's the same thing. But so what was it like when you moved out of the fluoride area?
It's like you come out of a fog, Alex, and all the emotions and stuff that's been suppressed for all that long open up. You start feeling again. You start feeling sad. You start feeling angry. And when you first have that, it's something you never had before, and you don't know how to deal with it.
You start feeling evil. Well, don't worry. The government's got new vaccines that'll never make you feel again.
Well, that's what they'd like to do to you. You know it. You know damn well that's what it is.
Paul, great points. I appreciate your call. I'll have to look into that, though. I would imagine that that's fact-based. David in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
In the 70s, I was given a copy of the little yellow book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy.
Yes.
And that led me to other books, one of which was Born in Blood, The Lost Secrets of Freemasonry, among many other books, which I have been awake since the middle 70s. I drove a truck for a number of years, and in truck stops many times on layovers, I would end up in the truck stop with a group of drivers around me attempting to enlighten them. And I'd like to give you a couple of things that I came to the conclusion of and see if you agree with me.
Yeah, tell me.
Communism is nothing more than the open, visible side of the secret society of the Illuminati.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that.
Okay. And it was created by Engels and Marx with the help of the Illuminati so that the West could spend itself into oblivion, defending itself against a perceived enemy.
Yeah, while they're fighting the outside enemy, they build up the very same system to counter that enemy within.
That's correct. And that in their writings, they said we would have two world wars and a third, if necessary, to bring about one world government. They would bring it about peacefully, if possible, or by force, if necessary.
No, I mean, that's all on record. That's the plan. Albert Pike wrote about that in 1877.
That's right. Mr. Weishaupt as well.
Yep.
When they founded the order. And it goes back to the Knights of the Round Table before that.
Well, yes, you had systems of commerce and secret societies, which were really just private intelligence agencies, who learned how people operate and know the tricks to manipulate. And the public's been taught there's no manipulation, there's no propaganda, there's no corruption, as corruption grows all around them. And it's time for folks to wake up. Really good to hear from you, sir. I appreciate the call. Who's up next here, John? Trying to move quick here. Frank in Nevada, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? Nice to talk to you.
Thanks for holding, buddy. You're on the air. Welcome.
Okay. Listen, a couple quick things. First of all, keep not smoking. I gave it up in January. It's a great thing. You'll love it as time goes on.
No, but did you feel kind of crazy for like a week?
Well, you know, like you have tried many times in the past, and this time I just made a mental, you know, resiliency to not smoke. And because I did that, every time I started to feel that craving, I would just tell myself, I'm doing this for myself. This is for me.
No, after I know, but I mean, the withdrawals, it's not even a withdrawal of even really craving. More of it's just like you kind of feel nuts for about a week.
How I help myself with that. About 2 months before I decided to actually quit, what I started doing was just smoking, like, cigarillos. In other words, I'd have a cigar once every 1 or 2 hours, I've started to wean myself off the nicotine. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've quit lots of times with cigars or chewing tobacco. You know, just where you have, like, one chew at night when you got to have it and smoke, one cigar a day. But I never stay quit that way. I've just got to cold turkey it.
Yeah, you got to tell yourself. You got to just keep reminding yourself and keep a mental image of how nasty your lungs feel and how nasty your breath feels and how you're always short of breath and stuff. If you keep that mental image going, it helps you. It really helps. It helped me at least.
Well, if you keep the mental image going of you're going to get lung cancer and not get to see your grandkids, that'll get you off of it. I mean, I don't know what my problem is. I just off and on. I've quit smoking for 4, 5, 6 years one time. I mean, I've been smoking since I was 12 to 36, and I'd have to say half that time I haven't smoked off and on. I'm just an idiot. That's why I can't go to parties where there's drinking. So I'm not a big drinker, but if I go to a party, okay, I'll have a beer. Give me a cigar. Give me one of those cigarettes. I can't go deer hunting. Deer hunters are chewing tobacco. It's sitting around that fire. Just give me that Levi Garrett, that red man. I gotta have that. Oh, I'm out of time. God bless you, sir. God bless everybody else who's on hold. Retransmission's coming up at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We've got the Telegraph writer James Dillingpole joining us 30 minutes into the next hour to discuss eugenicist gunman exposes dark side of the environmentalist cult. And I've got a special video that I shot and produced just last night that we're going to premiere here on the radio coming up in about 10 minutes that breaks all of that down. And then we'll come back from break and I'll give you the latest intel on that front to give you a window into the mindset of these people. See, he went in with a gun to preach about how we need to get rid of the majority of the population and children are parasites that need to be exterminated. That's direct quotes of Peter Singer, a big, big eugenicist at Princeton, who the media puts on and says is great. See, the globalists are smart. They come with covert vaccines and drugs that you're told are for your own good. And in the video, I break down the actual Rockefeller Foundation documents and show them and tell you where you can get them, where they admit they made these vaccines, they're adding it to the vaccines, and they're doing all of this. Bill Gates thinks you're so dumb now that he is, you know, on national television saying we need to develop vaccines to reduce world population. And then the audience laughs because it was an audience of globalists. It's a power-tripping, control-freak mindset that these scum are into. And more and more I realize that, of course, we're going to be under mainstream media and COINTELPRO attack. Who else is hammering the drum to deal with the big issue of all the soft-kill weapons around us, the bisphenol A, the sodium fluoride, the mercury in the shots, the chemicals in the food and water, the lead in the corn syrup? All over the news, they're reporting that people are refusing to buy bisphenol A-line products, and so plastic makers are rushing to produce plastic that doesn't have it in it and saying, look, we're bisphenol A clean. We don't have any. The globalists are scared, ladies and gentlemen. I went to Target 2 weeks ago, and I've told this story, and almost all of the Tupperware areas are not plastic now. They're glass, and they advertise, hey, we're glass. We're safe. And I've been talking to friends and family who've been in Walmart and other grocery stores, and they say it's the same thing, glass everywhere, or it's plastic, and they say we're bisphenol A free. Remember in the last 6-7 years, Monsanto and others tried to sue milk producers who would put, we don't have growth hormone in our milk, saying you're not allowed to tell people you don't have it. And folks won their lawsuits to say, no, we're allowed in America to say our cows aren't injected with growth hormone. And guess what? There's almost no growth hormone milk even available now because people will not buy it. And it's the same thing with the vaccines. It's the exact same thing. People are now waking up to that. And it's the same issue with all of these different products. The system is scared because they'll sit there and stonewall and push it and tell you there's no problem and tell you it's a conspiracy theory, hoping you just go away until suddenly they look strong, they look invincible, they implode, they fall apart. Just like climate gates come out and expose the carbon taxes as a fraud. Just like it's come out that the entire carbon tax is a fraud. And they are panicking. And so they've got families, you know, shooting themselves, killing their kids, trying to kill their kids, saying they're doing it for Al Gore. They've got people taking over buildings with guns, threatening to kill people, calling, you know, babies filthy parasites because they hate humanity so much, because they've been taught to turn off their will to live, their instinct for survival. They've been taught that the instinct for survival is bad and that hating themselves and their fellow man is good. Meanwhile, if you really care about the earth and the environment, and I agree, we need to take care of this planet, you need to understand the globalists say they can pollute anything they want, use DU anywhere they want, have as many nuclear reactors as they want, genetically engineer the entire biosphere, release salmon in the ocean that are guaranteed to extinct all natural salmon. That's already being done. They just don't care because they claim they're about to be godlike in all their writings with all these advanced technologies and that they can just repair it or remake it or make it better than it was, more human than human, more salmon than salmon, more cow than cow, more goat than goat, more spider than spider. They're releasing cross-species chimera spiders, cross-species chimera goats, cross-species chimera cows, cross-species chimera plants by the hundreds, everything. Salmon that have got 8 different insect genes in them are now in the ocean. They're twice as big, more aggressive than the regular salmon. They're not even salmon. In fact, let's just go ahead now and play this video where I break down this eugenicist who ought to be proud. He's dead. One more parasite gone. And you know, I'm actually sad he's dead because he could have been deprogrammed. But remember, if you are a eugenicist and you hate your fellow man and you think there's too many people, don't go take hostages. Don't kill your children like some of these people are doing or try to kill your children. Think of all these cases coming out in the news. You know, don't go out and kill your kids. If you want to kill yourself, that's your issue. But don't say that you're going to try to make me only have one child policy. Don't support the spiking of the food and water. This is the big issue. This is what's going on in the backdrop of society. This is why they've got us divided and conquered on so many other issues, on race, religion, all of it. Meanwhile, the scientific dictatorship is targeting everyone with the soft kill weapons. And again, it's 100% out in the open. This is not my opinion. Think of the magnitude of that. But also think of the magnitude of the fact that we have now been able to reach out to people without any mainstream media support and expose vaccines, expose bisphenol A, expose fluoride and mercury and lead and GMO. In every major GMO case, you study it, it's been designed to not just be pesticide resistant, to not just be drought resistant. It's got the added changes to create a pharmacological crop, whether it's soybeans, corn, it doesn't matter, to sterilize you. You have a right to say no to this. And the eugenicists and their control freak human haters don't have a right to force it on us, just like the UN supports forced abortion in China. They want forced abortion here. They want forced inoculation here. But think of how far we've come. They ignored us for a decade on bisphenol A. Suddenly it's collapsing. The same thing is starting with fluoridation of water, with the majority of EPA scientists going public over and over again in public letters saying this causes brain cancer, bone cancer, it's deadly, it reduces IQ, here's all the mainline studies. It's about to collapse. That's why the globalists are moving so fast with starting wars and depression to make you so bankrupt and so barely on the edge of financial survival that you can't even pay attention to what's going on. The globalists almost have their scientific dictatorship, but on so many fronts, they are now failing. On so many fronts, they are now in deep trouble. On so many fronts, their system is stalling. And now is the time for humanity to come together against this tyranny. Now is the time to realize that the globalists believe they're going to inherit the earth and the life extension technologies and all of it by soft killing us and brain damaging us and giving us vaccines that rewire our brains to, quote, stop stress or our capacity to get angry and resist. Well, in the words of Howard Beale, all I know is first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say I'm a human being that controls my own destiny. Here is the video exposing the eugenicist with the gun. Because this is key information, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with a special report. It is September 1st, 2010, and a lone nut Malthusian eugenicist environmentalist named James J. Lee, of course, has taken over with a firearm and reportedly may have explosives, the Maryland-based offices of the Discovery Channel. He's been protesting them on and off, according to his own website, for more than 2 years. He said that after he saw An Inconvenient Truth by Al Gore, that he felt that he had to do this. When Al Gore is openly invested in carbon credits that were developed by Enron and Ken Lay and people like Bernie Madoff on record with Al Gore, they know exactly what they're doing. There are real environmental problems that are serious, and the establishment could care less about that. They're using fear-mongering about human overpopulation and some of the real problems that are out there from pollution and toxic waste as a pretext to bring in neo-feudalism, serfdom, modern slavery, to cut off the resources of the general public. All the establishment is doing is taking normal human concern about their environment and training us to turn off our survival mechanism so the establishment can teach us that we're bad and evil, as the Club of Rome said back in 1991, as the CFR said just last year. They're teaching us to hate ourselves so the establishment has a pretext in their war economy to now make us the enemy and selectively shut down industries and businesses that aren't part of the global mafia cabal. Remember a few months ago, we saw the case in Argentina where the father and mother killed themselves, but first fired high-caliber bullets into the chest of their little baby that, thank God, survived. But I just want to say this. Don't kill yourself for the elite, okay? All these people that are training you with mind control to want to kill yourself or kill your fellow man or that you have no value, they just greedily want the earth and its resources for themselves. We literally have hundreds of Rockefeller and Carnegie Endowment and UN documents like this one. The Rockefeller Foundation 1988 annual report breaks down creating tetanus shots that have a female hormone added to it to sterilize women. And it also causes a lot of female problems and results in death many times. What did the UN get caught doing 7 years later in Africa, Latin America, and Asia? Giving them these shots to sterilize them. They first called for vaccines to have sterilants hidden in them in their 1968 report. Where's this from? Rockefeller Foundation. We have detailed reports at Infowars.com. Conclusive global distribution of Rockefeller-funded anti-fertility vaccine coordinated by the World Health Organization. We have all this. We're swimming in it. There's so many red-handed admissions that I can't even cover it all. Do you understand that they are putting chemicals in the printer ink that sterilizes men and gives women cancer, accelerates breast cancer? Do you understand they're putting aspartame in hundreds and hundreds of different drinks and thousands of foods that they know causes brain damage and macular degeneration? Do you understand that they admittedly, with the H1N1 shot, are increasing children having convulsions tenfold and brain damage and sterilizing them? Do you realize this is all admitted by these people? And they've got mind-numbed cult robots taking hostages, trying to kill their children, killing themselves. The public schools are training kids to go home and tell their parents they can't take hot baths or showers, that it's bad for the earth. Prince Charles is saying you shouldn't be allowed to take a shower, shouldn't be allowed to wash your clothes. This is all happening. They're training you to be completely robbed and have your standard of living lowered and then basically be sterilized. China signed deals for the one-child policy with the IMF and World Bank in 1975. This is going to happen here. These people mean business, and they've got a cult of people coming for your property, coming for your kids, coming for your ovaries, coming for your testicles, and this isn't a joke. And instead of just taking hostages or shooting their kid in the chest like Ted Turner and Prince Philip and Al Gore's minions do, they come with the loving doctors who are compartmentalized and mean well, not knowing what's in the vaccines, not knowing the GMO crops have been designed to sterilize you and every study to reduce fertility. We should have a public debate about this. Do you want to be forcibly sterilized or have your fertility reduced? I mean, do you know that bisphenol A is added to the plastics because they know it's causing infertility? Do you know that that was planned by the UN more than 40 years ago? Are you aware that the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, is an admitted eugenicist talking about forcibly drugging and sterilizing the population? I'm going to say it again. Don't kill yourselves for the elite because they're a bunch of greedy bastards. Whether the world's overpopulated or not, the issue is no one has a right to be covertly poisoning the food and water supply and to be promoting that humans are inherently evil and parasites. But this is what Dr. Eric Pianka and Peter Singer and countless others promote. And now the hostage suspect, James J. Lee, has been killed by police because they thought he was a danger, and he obviously probably was, and that he may have had bomb-making materials and was holding these people hostage. So I guess at the end of the day, he got what he wanted. Humanity's the enemy, and he's dead, one less evil parasite on the planet. It's so sad, because if I could have sat down and deprogrammed this guy and explained to him from the globalist's own documents that they could care less about the environment and are just teaching him to hate humanity so they can play us off against each other, and that we can have a real movement for a healthier planet, he wouldn't have probably done this. This guy is a product of the people he was a fan of. Ted Turner financed books, Al Gore, and you're going to see more and more families kill their kids and kill themselves and do things like this because this is the new globalist religion. Your children are being taught to commit societal but also physical suicide. This is pure sickness. The globalists could care less about the environment. They're training you to love genocide and death. You have been warned, ladies and gentlemen. People killing themselves and shooting their children and people taking over buildings with guns because the earth, you know, must get rid of the parasite babies is a load of garbage. And my film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement covers it. Please warn everyone you know, this is vital information. This is life and death. And you better get angry about it. You better get upset about it. It is a fact that you're being poisoned and soft killed. It's not my opinion. Go read their own admissions. For God's sakes, don't be a yuppie and say, well, there are too many of us. Even if you believe that, even if that was true, do you yourself like your kids being poisoned? Cancer off the charts, brain damage off the charts, people 25 getting Alzheimer's, people getting early onset of Parkinson's. You think this is cute? You think losing your eyesight from all these chemicals and Biologicals is fine. This isn't a game. The entire world is now controlled by eugenicists. Learn what a eugenicist is. This guy calls himself a Malthusian. That's what founded the eugenicist. You better learn. This is the big secret. This is what it's all about. I'm Alex Jones, defending humanity against the global parasites. You have been warned.
That's right, folks. And that's the bottom line here, is that they say we're parasites. But look at who they are. They are the global banking cartel. They're the parasites that want big government, that want your property, that want your resources. 9 times out of 10, they're the ones destroying the environment and hurting the planet and then offering their solution, our extermination. And the average person is good, so they have trouble understanding this. But this is the unifying issue. The globalists are unified in their hate and greed and their bloodlust against us. We must be unified in resisting them and realizing this is the unifying global system and religion that we face. The religion of death and destruction, of control freakism. All of us are under attack by these people.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The name of that video that we just played is Don't Kill Yourself for the Elite. And it's 8 minutes and 10 seconds long. I think it's very powerful. We've got mainstream news articles, government documents, foundation documents, where they admit they are soft-killing you, sterilizing you through the vaccines, through the water, through the food. I mean, this is admitted. And I know I keep saying, this is admitted. regardless of what you think of Alex Jones, at least go research the information for you and your family. Stay on target. Get on the issues. I'd tell people 6-7 years ago about Mexico being a war zone and rocket attacks and police being killed in the United States, and they'd be like, you heard that nut Jones saying it's a war zone? Then about 3 years later, the State Department came out and said, it is the most dangerous place in the world to travel, more dangerous than the West Bank, Mexico. And now it's just road warrior, complete bedlam. They tried to guard places like Cancun, limited areas. But if you went outside those, you'd get robbed by the police or by the gangs. Not anymore. They're burning buildings, machine gunning people, chopping tourist heads off, raping women. I mean, it's what happens when corruption just grows and grows, and the general public says, well, hell, I might as well just be corrupt too. I might as well not work as hard at my job and just kind of slack off. I might as well not have any hopes or dreams. I might as well just become criminal. I might as well just join a gang. I have nothing to lose. I might as well just burn down this store because they didn't pay me protection money. I might as well just murder these children and chop their heads off. And that's now what's beginning to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so real. This is so hardcore. Now, I also will take calls throughout the broadcast, and I want to give you the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. But I am asking listeners, I am asking viewers to go to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. You know, we post these in higher quality at prisonplanet.tv, and we have all the films up there in the highest quality. We appreciate those members, but I'm asking everybody, including prisonplanet.tv members, to burn copies of the films, the special reports on the disc, to give them to everyone you know. I'm asking you to also go to the Alex Jones channel and get my video on vaccine death cover-up implodes worldwide with all the evidence of the vaccines killing people and government suspending it and the cover-up imploding. But it's not imploding here in the U.S. They're just going forward. Gardasil's killing people. Flu shot's killing people. We're just going to, you know, keep doing it. That's our plan. We've got to dominate the American people. We've got to get away with this. If we don't just keep up appearances and keep moving forward, the slaves may wake up. They are so close to being defeated. Get that video. Get this video on Don't Kill Yourself for the Elite. Get it out to all the environmentalist websites who are well-meaning people. They're like, well, we've got to reduce population for the earth. We've got to have a global government to do it. We need to educate them and show them how they've been brainwashed, how they've been controlled, and just how dangerous these globalists are. Get those free videos. They're all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and get them out to everyone you know. And in closing, we had a five-video special for $9.95. We sold out of American Dictators. It is now out of print. We're going to get some more printed, but it's now out of print. Out of print. Sold out. So we don't have one of the five that's free. So I've added, in my opinion, an even more powerful film, the seminal first big 9/11 film from 2002, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, 3 hours long, my first big mega work. You get five films, including The Road to Tyranny, for $9.95 at Infowars.com. But here's the problem. We don't have many of those. When it sells out, we're going to have to pull this special. Infowars.com. Five films, $9.95. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.